A House Judiciary Subcommittee convened Wednesday to debate ways to best serve non-citizen veterans. According to Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren of the San Joaquin Valley, more than 3% of active duty servicemen are non-citizen immigrants, and 2.4 million veterans are of immigrant origin. She says veterans that experience PTSD are 60% more likely to become entangled with the criminal justice system, which poses the unequal threat of deportation to non-citizens.
When American citizen veterans are convicted of crimes, their punishments do not include banishment from the country. However, even after they have served their sentences, veterans who are not yet citizens are subject to removal. This means that a veteran who risked their life for our country and suffered long-lasting mental health problems as a result could be deported, preventing them from accessing the resources promised to them when they volunteered to serve. We can do better by our immigrant veterans.
Lofgren co-authored the Veteran Service Recognition Act, which was introduced earlier this month. The bill would expand naturalization opportunities for deported veterans, as well as active duty servicemen. In July 2021, the Biden administration enacted the Immigrant Military Members and Veterans Initiative, or IMMVI. The initiative allocates resources for deported veterans seeking to access all VA benefits that they are entitled to. Proponents such as Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler of New York say that parole opportunities granted to deported veterans are crucial for them to get the health care they need. Opponents of IMMVI, such as Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, say that the immigrant parole system needs to be reformed.
It sounds to me like the Biden administration is once again misusing one of its favorite tools, and that is the tool of parole. Secretary Mayorkas continues to abuse the limited authority that Congress has given him to grant parole. The fact that DHS has paroled nearly 400,000 aliens into the United States since January 2020 should be shocking to every member of this committee. That's not what parole was designed to do.
Biggs suggested that deported veterans convicted of crimes should not be allowed by the Department of Homeland Security to re-enter the U.S. Democratic Representative Lou Correa of Orange County is a co-author of the Veteran Service Recognition Act. He says any non-citizen that honorably serves in the military should never risk facing deportation in the first place.
But my point to all of you is, why haven't we come up with a system where every non-citizen who serves in our country is honorably discharged? Why can't we come up with a system so by the time they're out, they get citizenship? What's holding us back? Earned citizenship. Why can't they get that?
Correa pointed out that the majority of crimes committed by non-citizen veterans are minor drug offenses. He suggested that this could be connected to the mental and physical trauma that they endure in combat, for which they deserve treatment. I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.